You are listening to I Didn't Masturbate at Work with Nacho Avan
and Ellie Thompson.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
My best friend of Ellie. I'm good. I'm real good. We just finished a workout. Some of us more than others, but nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at me being all fancy.
I did some stretching, some yoga. That's about as much of a workout as I do.
I'm basically about ready to die. I'm like one brain cell away from
death.
Getting in the tub.
Yeah, you were going down the hallway with your weights and doing lunges and all sorts of shit. And I was just
stretching your back.
Just stretching my back, doing like the dead man's pose. And
your neck, your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fun. Oh my God. Chat. Welcome. Thanks. So yeah, so we are going to try something new. We are going to be, I say off scripted. We're not really scripted. We just normally, we like to take a lot of notes beforehand. And by we, I mean Ellie likes to take a lot of notes. So in towards the tail end of our workout, I was like, hey, let's try something new. Let's just get into
it.
Yeah. Let's wing it.
Ding. Like our life.
Basically.
I'm nervous.
I'm not. We shouldn't have any problems. So I do want to start off with, let's work with the most recent and then go backwards. I want to start with how upset I was while I was on the treadmill when you called me this morning. Because I don't know how we got on the topic. I do know how we got on the topic. But you brought up our very first concert that we went to together. It was our first concert, I think, in general, in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we were 17?
16, 17.
Like yeah. So we went to go see Ashley Simpson because that's who we are. Okay.
And I still love Ashley Simpson. I don't care. Lip syncing. I don't care. All artists do it. I love her. And I will die on that hill.
I will not regret going to Ashley Simpson.
No regrets.
So, yeah. No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets.
So we were 16, 17. Ellie had a car. I don't think I had a car yet. My own car, anyways. But Ellie had a car. And we drove into a fairly large city where we grew up.
For us, it was a large city. I mean, it's the capital of the state. So it's.
Yeah. So we got on the topic of we don't know how we got there. Like, obviously we know how we got there, but we don't know how we made it there and home. Like, we legitimately do not remember what happened.
The whole trip was just like a big black hole. Like, I remember us pulling into the parking lot, going in. I remember the concert. I remember, I think, getting back in our car just very faintly. I don't know how we got home.
I remember you picking me up.
See, I don't even remember that.
I remember buying t-shirts. I remember the concert. That. And that's it. I don't remember leaving. I don't remember getting home. I could have stayed at your house. I don't know. Like, I have no recollection of what happened.
I do know it was a school night, and I know we got back at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I had to get up to go to school the next day at like 6.
And you lived like far from school.
Well, that's why I had to get up at like 6.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah. We're ridiculous. Which is how the title of this episode came about, is we could have been an unsolved mystery.
Really?
Like, what the hell?
And it's so back at that time period, we had cell phones, but they were flip phones or they were the Nokia brick. I think I had the Nokia brick. And so you can't put like a map application right. on there.
I do. And we had this discussion. Like, I remember we had printed out a sheet like from with MapQuest. Directions. But
MapQuest is always wrong. Like especially back then.
We still don't understand how we made it there and back without becoming an unsolved mystery.
Well, no. And I am terrible with directions. Even now with my up-to-date phone and the app on there, I mean, it'll be like, turn here. And it'll be so sudden because later. I probably wasn't paying attention. And then I start freaking out and I'll either just like go over really fast or if I can't, I'll just drive on. And so if you don't have a Siri or whatever to be like, you're going the wrong way, turn around.
If you don't have a Siri.
or a Jeepus, then I mean, you know what?
Chicken butt.
No, I didn't have this at that time. I didn't have one of like the Garmins in my car, did I?
No.
No. I think that was later.
Yeah.
That was probably like a year later.
yeah.
But that city where we went, I have been lost there so many times. Like and I know at one point I lived there at one point. Well, the phone system and the map system was a little bit better. But I mean I've been lost there before where I've had to call my parents and they pull out a legit like map the paper maps and put it out and they're like, where are you? And you know, I'm in tears going, I don't know.
And like, I never know what direction I'm going. I don't know if I'm going north, east, south, west, left, right, forward, backwards. My car practically drives itself and I still can't manage and I still manage to blow through red lights with cameras.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping is not a thing from last week.
I think we need to go see like a hypnotist to extract these memories. But I think the hypnotist on me anyways is going to get way more than what they bargained for because there's a lot that I've forgotten about on purpose.
And I'm all about that. Like I would so be down, but if they could just be like, we're only going to go in and pull this memory. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. Don't know. And I think that would be impossible to do. Like there's no way to just go in and pull one fucking memory. I don't need those doors open. I need them closed, locked, duct tape, gorilla taped.
Yeah, definitely. Well, maybe we forgot about it the whole trip because it was so uneventful. Which I really do. Like, I know.
You have met us, right?
Yes. Okay. And I've met myself when I'm driving and it's not good. So I find it hard to believe that everything was uneventful. However, if it was truly that uneventful that we've just forgotten everything, that was the last time. That was the first and the last time that everything went uneventful when I am driving. Yeah. It has gotten so much worse since then.
The really sad part is this is not the first event in a vehicle that I have completely forgotten. I have others. And I'm not going to bring them up, but this is not the only one.
Have you, like, if you're just driving and you're just so used to doing, like, the same route every day, twice a day, have you ever just like shown up at work and been like, how the fuck did I get here?
Yes.
I have done that so many times. It's kind of scary, but it's
unsettling.
Well, I think it's normal. I think it's people do that, but I'm like, did I stop at that stoplight? Did I run over a child?
Probably. Yeah, probably. I'm just going to say it. Probably.
Probably. Yeah.
What else? So what else happened this week?
So much.
My boss took the week off. Mm-hmm. It was pretty interesting. Last Saturday, are you going to go further into that? I don't think so. I'm just getting to the point where I'm like getting over it and I'm going to have a discussion with her tomorrow because I was off last Saturday. And something happened and there was a reaction and it was involving me. And I very much gave her lots of warnings, phone call, text message, email, lots of warnings plenty of opportunity to let it sink in or whatever. And from what I understood, the other people working that day were genuinely concerned for her health. That is how upset she was. And I'm like, yeah, it's totally not warranted. I didn't kick your dog. I didn't wreck your car. I didn't burn your business down. It was a bit much. So everybody has kind of been like, she has, when she's talked to me this week, she's like, oh, you're so quiet. And I've kind of just been like, And she asked one of my coworkers if I had been quiet all week. And she was like, no, not really. And she's like, oh, so it's just with me. And I'm just like, and I know I said this to you yesterday. I'm like, you want me to be quiet right now. You do not want me to open my mouth about this situation. I know myself. I know my life. I know what's best for me. You want me to shut the fuck up right now. It's that simple.
Yeah, okay. I feel that. I have definitely been in situations like that where I probably should have kept my mouth closed, but typically I don't.
What about you? Anything fun happened to you this week that you would like to discuss?
Nothing fun. I've just been dealing with a lot. It's been like crazy for the past, I don't know, month. And then just with everything, the thing that I'm not really going to get into is the whole Roe v. Wade thing that's happening. And, you know, that's really upsetting just because, I mean, I'm older now, but.
Are you though? I mean, still, you're old. Yes.
Older.
I don't know.
I just worry about, you know, girls and women in the future in this country. So I can't get into it just because I will lose my shit. But
yeah,
I spent like, God, I feel like I just cried all last week. Just last week wasn't a very good week. Just really bad things. But then there's just been like some health issues with my mom going on. And yeah, just a lot of added stress that honestly shouldn't be being put on me because of I live so far away, right? And there's people there who live with her and close to her, and I feel like, I don't know, maybe they can't just handle it.
So you and I are very similar in this situation because I was kind of going through this a couple years ago. And I mean, my siblings that were close by, some of them were kind of helpful, but I mean, I was like having to fly there just over the weekend to like help or make shit happen. And I'm just like, there's four of you here and you guys are being worthless.
Yeah.
And you and I are the youngest in our siblings. So what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, get over yourself, people.
I wonder how that ends up happening like that. It's so crazy. I mean, in my situation, I kind of understand it a little bit better. You know, my brother, he tries, but, you know, he is a very nice person just all the time. Somebody could be, like, being so mean to him, and he would still just be so nice. And, you know, so he didn't really know what to do, and he doesn't really have any medical background or really know, like, what to expect. So, you know, he's not really thinking ahead on this, whereas I kind of am, and I know a lot of the different tests and, you know, what would be best and that sort of stuff. And so I kind of understand where he's coming from a little bit, but, you know, and he's tried to help as much as he can. And, you know, like, I've had to call him and he's like, well, do I need to go get her and take her to the ER? You know, so he definitely wants to be there, but he also has two young kids and he has his own life and he's got a lot going on. I have a lot going on with classes. Like, I live like a day's trip away from there, you know, so it's just kind of hard for both of us. My mom's husband, he just doesn't handle illnesses very well. So I think he likes to downplay it a whole lot. So, but I'm not somebody who likes to talk. Yeah. I'm not somebody who talks on the phone a lot. Like, I probably talk on the phone to you more than anybody. I don't really talk to family a whole lot. And part of that is just because of how I was raised. And so I've been on the phone so much with my brothers, you know, my oldest brother. He's my stepbrother, but he is, you know, he's called me a couple times and he's like, holy shit, you know, what the fuck is happening? And he doesn't really feel like his place to jump in and do things, but he'll give me a call because he knows that I'll make it happen. But I don't know. I called my mom's doctor last week because it was getting to the point where it had been weeks and it was just like, I don't believe anything my mom is saying at this point. And I was right to not believe it. But of course, she's got like my brother and my stepdad wrapped around her finger and whatever. So yeah, I'm trying to prevent going home. She said that she doesn't want me to because she knows that I will probably embarrass her. Not really on like, not on purpose.
Oh, you're
going to
embarrass her.
But in an effort to just like get shit done, like get shit rolling, like none of this shit should be taking this long at right. all. And I'm very well aware of like the healthcare system and how crappy it is. And, you know, there is like waiting periods on some things, but like the issue that she's having, there shouldn't be a wait, you know? Right. So I don't know. It's just been a lot. It's really sucked. I'm just kind of over it. I've kind of been trying to figure out how I separate myself, how I back off a little bit, because I'm kind of at my max for stress. Right. So, but I'm hoping this week will be a better one. Yeah, I'm going to take 2 days off this week from work. And I just decided it last week as I was like sitting at my desk crying that I just need a fucking break. So I'm going to take a couple days off and hopefully I can reset a little bit. And
I would just drink for 2 days straight.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea most of the time.
It
like,
does, but it's really
is
not.
It ever
like,
it bad it idea fix really?
It can be sometimes, yes.
Well, yeah. It doesn't fix things, but
right.
temporarily helps you move on for a minute.
Do I need to do to you like what I did to your cat this morning when I got all up on the camera and he got all scared? He was like, whoa. Whoa, sir, back down. You're in
so
my space.
It was so funny. And so one of my cats, he's very, he notices things on screens a lot. Like when we're watching TV, if there's a lot of things going on, like in an action movie or something, he is like, he'll just lay there and he is so focused on it. And so he walks into my office this morning as I'm like, nachos on the screen and
mid-ass
my cat
in the
walks
air.
In and he looks right at the screen. I mean, like he's getting close to it and Nacho just like comes at him. He scared my cat.
What'd you get? Did you get pussy? Oh, that was the highlight of my morning.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie. That was one of the highlights. The highlight of my morning is when we're working out and you stop like mid-workout to water your plant. That was the number one highlight of my morning is you just stopping mid-fucking roll. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you're just sitting there watering your fucking plant.
Can I tell you that I know that that just happened this morning, but I had already forgotten about it. Well, I was stretching right next to it and I was like, oh, I should really water this plant. I think it's been a while. But I have this spray bottle thing that you like pump and it builds pressure and then you can hold it down.
That was part of your workout, wasn't it?
You can lock it down. So I just locked it down and had it just sitting there and it just sprayed on the plant. So then I could continue to roll. You ridiculous. Just caught me at a bad time. I had been doing it.
I guess I didn't catch it because I was busy working out.
Look, I have to multitask. I have to be as I have to be as unhappy as possible. And so there was an article in a, like, I think it was Psychology Today magazine or something that said, like, the people who do one thing at a time are the happiest. Oh, and I'm like, oh, so I guess that's why I'm so unhappy, because my brain doesn't stop. So I am constantly like, how can I save time? How can I? So I think, that's. What are you laughing at?
I'm dying. Do you remember that video I sent you earlier in the week? Look at you.
Whose face is that?
Yours.
No, but who? Because it turns it. So, you know, there's a big trial going on right now between a very famous actor and his ex-wife. I've seen a lot of TikToks. I fucking hate you. I've seen a lot of TikToks where the people are acting like her, and she does that frown like that, and her face. And so, is that her face?
I don't.
Just transposed. I'm dying. It's that. It's is it? Is that Snapchat. On TikTok?
It's oh, on Snapchat.
Snapchat, where the face, like the mouth, goes down crying. Like you're upset, and it changes everything, and it's so funny. But I'm wondering if it's her face.
This is the best thing ever. Okay, I'm done. I need to stop doing this.
Here. Yeah, you do. I hate you.
I have something for you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So, one thing that I wanted to bring up, you know, so Nacho and I talk on the phone every day.
Daily.
Usually when he's like coming home from work.
Sometimes multiple times a day.
Sometimes multiple times. Well, he oftentimes will stop someplace to go shopping. And so while I'm working on homework, he will literally, he'll be like, look this up. Look this up. I'm at this store. And the last time you did it, I started to feel like we are like, when we talk and you do that, it's an episode of like a crime show. You know, where there's always somebody back in the office on the computer like, hang on, let me get their location. They're right here. I'm tracking their phone. And you're like on the scene just trying to figure out what beans you need or bread you need or what has the most protein.
Speaking
and I'm
of which,
like,
I found that bread and it's delicious.
Is it really?
Yes. It's good. Oh, I had some yesterday God. And I had some this morning. So my partner, my husband, whatever you want to call him, whatever he is in my life, just got a Blackstone, and I'm gonna say it's his birthday gift because he bought it, and and his birthday is coming up at the end of next month or something. Anyway, so yesterday he got up and made me breakfast on the Blackstone. Holy fucking shit. He got up again today and made me breakfast. Holy fucking shit. Like, bro, if you are going to do this, you buy all the Blackstones you need. You buy all the Traegers you need. You buy all the grills. But then it got me on this morning on a little bit of a topic of how we need. So we don't have a huge backyard because we have a ranch. And it's a pretty big house. And we just have like a poured concrete slab in the back for a patio. It's kind of small. And since before we moved in, I've been like, we really need to make this bigger. I really like to entertain where we live. Everybody's always outdoors. It's a very outdoor state. And I'm like, okay, so we have a Traeger grill. We have a regular grill. We have this Blackstone. We have a TV outside. We have a fire pit. And I'm like, all of this doesn't fit in our space now. Like, we really need to expand. And I really want to get a hot tub or one of those pools that you like swim in place. And I'm like, we really need to make this happen like now. And so now I'm all depressed. Thanks to Ellie because she brought it up.
You guys should just, because your yard is so small, I feel like if you extend that to the point that you need it to be so it looks spread out and good, you might as well just go the full length to your fence and just not even have a yard.
I mean, if we didn't have a yard, it's less to maintain. But I will say that my husband is, he's like obsessed with the fucking yard.
Like, well, he still has the front yard though.
I know, but it's like every fucking weekend we've got to mow it, we've got to trim it, we've got to fucking put fertilizer, we've got to grow more grass, we've got to kill the weeds. I'm just like, just fucking let it go. It's grass.
Do you know you can pay somebody to do all that?
I do, but it's almost like he likes doing it. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. So like him and our one neighbor, they'll like meet at the fence line. Like it's like a fucking TV show and they'll be like, oh yeah, fertilizing. And I'm just like, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Louis Vuittons, my MacBook, my BMW. And they're all like, fertilizer. You got to do it by this time. Your grass will be green. I'm just like, I just want a big deck. A big deck. Deck.
Big deck. D-E-C-K. I saw this, of course, on a TikTok.
So reliable. There is, like you tell me,
a succulent that you can grow in your yard to replace the grass. And it will all spread out and you can walk on it.
I don't like it. Oh,
dogs can, and it,
it's already weird.
It like, I don't like it. Saves water. It like saves a shit. I don't fucking know. Maybe she did research on it. Maybe it was a lie. I don't fucking know. But she did have it as her yard and it looked fucking cool. And I was like, well, my dogs would fuck that up.
In 2 seconds. Like what I'm envisioning, it looked, I feel really like I wouldn't cool. like it.
Well, it's a different succulent than what you're thinking of.
Oh, I don't know. It just sounds weird. Oh, Jesus. Take the wheel.
I just punched the microphone.
One of our neighbors, and it's against HOA in our neighborhood, but he is installing AstroTurf in his backyard right now. Right now.
Why is it not allowed?
It's not approved. It's in our bylaws or whatever. Cannot have AstroTurf.
I know, but I wonder why.
And we all have to have like a specific type of grass. Yeah, you can't just plant whatever kind of grass you want. We all have to have the same grass.
I don't like HOAs. It is. It's like a cult.
Like our fences all have to be the same. They all have to be the same color. They all have to be the same structure. They all have to be the same wood. You got to have a minimum of 2 trees in your backyard. It's just like, bro.
That's one of the things I don't like about HOAs, but also like Vegas. If you like, you've been there, right? I know you've been
to
there.
Vegas. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, shall we?
Well, all the houses, they all just look the same. And it's very much like that. But I don't think, I mean, not all of them are obviously in HOAs, but a lot of them, they're the same color for a reason. Obviously, it's hot as fucking Satan's butthole there. So all the houses are the same color. The what little grass there is, it's just shitty. But it drives me nuts. I don't like it. It actually freaks me out a little bit to think of everything looking the exact same. I don't like that. I like people to be able to have their different things. But I do, where I live here, it is an HOA. But I can tell you it's nothing like yours. It is a very, like, loose HOA.
You're loose.
A very loose HOA.
Loosey goosey. So, I got some new fabric this last week.
I like that fabric.
And one of them is called the Gaberhood.
That's fitting.
I love it.
I do like those fabrics. And
love it.
I don't always like those fabrics by that designer.
Don't lie.
Some of
you
them are
them
a little
all.
Abstract.
You love it.
Don't but I really me. Like those.
Don't start with me, whore. I'm lifting you up right now. You're welcome.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean you're lifting me up?
I raise you up.
Oh my God, so I knew it was something fucking stupid like that. God damn it. Oh, what about, do you remember the song that, I am pulling this one from our notes, but the Turnaround Bright Eyes song that we sang and we made it very, very perverted.
Yes.
About it. When we decided driving. That it was actually about doing it
in the butt
anally. The and that. I don't even think it was with the changed words that we figured that out. I don't.
Something is wrong with you. I'm gonna.
You're the one that was singing it.
I'm such a good singer.
Oh, it's the song is called Total Eclipse of the Heart. Yes. You're so stupid.
Turn around.
Let's see.
Hello?
Was it the nervous part? Because there's assistance? Every now and then I get a little bit nervous.
I Here's the thing.
Oh, every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Here's the thing. How I managed to pull the words of that song out of my ass, I do not know, because I really don't know the song. Like, I know the song, but I don't know it. Like, it's not like an Ashley Simpson song that I can spout out every fucking word.
Right.
So just the fact that I can do this speaks volumes about me.
Priorities.
Just gonna go there. I am pretty fucking magnificent. Yeah. That's, you know.
Have you ever had somebody in your life who they constantly ask, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And it sounds a little weird, so let me explain a little bit better.
Let me explain.
So, my real dad, growing up, a lot of times he would be doing something on like some piece of machinery, and then I might walk outside and I might just like walk up by him or something. He'd be like, well, what do you think?
And I don't know.
And yeah, it really was like, I have no idea about what, you know. And he would
be like,
what do you
want me to think?
And he would say, well, about anything. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm like, it all fucking sucks. Like, I'm a teenager. I hate everything. But he would also ask me that about like machinery, and I would just be like, I don't fucking even
it
know what that
like
is.
Grease. That's what I think.
You know, like if it was like the wood cutter, like the log splitter or something, I'd be like, it looks like it's working. I don't. Good for you. I don't know what you want.
What do you want from me?
Like, I'm like, is this your way of saying, like, how are you? Am I supposed to say this back? Like, what do you think? Do you really want to know my thoughts?
Are you wanting attention?
Like, what? Do you really want to know the thoughts of, like, a 12-year-old girl on up? Because, you know, he's been asking me that forever. So, my husband does that a lot. And
vomit.
He had legit this big piece of equipment, and he had fixed it yesterday, and then he was power washing it, clean it all off, because, you know, everything's got to look just, I mean, it's an old-ass piece of fucking equipment, so he's really not going to clean it up that much, but.
You can put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, right, right. He came in, and I was actually looking out the window because we have a bunch of bird feeders set up for our cats. Yes, I said that. The bird feeders are set up for our cats. They love to chatter at them. Makes them very happy. And so I was actually looking at the bird feeders, and he walks up and he's like, what do you think about that piece of machinery there? And I'm like,
this has to be a penis thing.
I'm like, I don't care. What do you want me to, I don't know. I just said, it looks like a piece of machinery. It doesn't look any better than it did before you cleaned it up, before you wasted all that water.
I think the next time that you guys are like doing it, you should look down at his penis and be like, so what do you think?
Oh God.
I mean, I would say for you to use one of your body parts, but we know where that's going to go. So I would just do it to him and be like, so what do you think?
I would, but I think people who talk during sex are just like,
well, not dude, just wait till like after you're done. And just be like, so what do you think? Just see how it goes. I'm gonna try it. Be like, turn around, what do you think?
Have you ever been with someone who will like talk during sex? Like, yes. They're not like being like, oh yeah, do it harder, not that type of talking. I mean,
all of the above.
Like, they want to have a full on conversation.
Yeah. So what do you want to have for dinner tomorrow? Turn around.
And vaginas just dry up. It's like, don't talk. Let's just, and for me, it's even worse because your vagina doesn't dry up.
No, it doesn't.
So sad. For me, I think it's worse because I just want to be done with it because I have other things I need to do. And sad. I know that sounds terrible.
It's not terrible.
That it's not good. It's just that I, like, my brain, just like how I'm trying to do yoga and I'm watering my plants, I have to be doing 1,000 things at the same time, and that you can't. And so I'm just like, I don't know why we're having this conversation right now. Can you just move on with it so I can go clean the floor? Like, it's just, unfortunately, this is just
doing it wrong.
This is just it's my brain.
You're doing it wrong because it shouldn't be like that. I mean, I'm not saying, yeah, no. Like, you shouldn't be thinking about going to go clean the floors in the kitchen.
It's just, it's how I've always been. I don't
know
why.
You should just be like,
just,
maybe you need to find a hobby that involves
Can I, you said that hobby thing in that tone of voice, and I just have to tell you, I didn't say this to anybody when I saw it because I wanted to leave it open for a discussion like this, and I think this is going to be a good one. So, actually, I don't think it's going to be a good discussion. I think it's just going to be fucking weird. So, I have ADHD. So, that's part of the reason why I have to be doing 1,000 things at the same time. Well, there is something called, like, body doubling, where if you're in like the same room as somebody who's kind of like doing some sort of studying as well, it helps you to stay motivated. So they have websites for this, and it's basically like, I think one of them is through Zoom, and you join it and you don't have to put your camera open, but there are people that do have their camera on, and everybody's just studying in there. It's just like a study room. And so I've started doing that, and there's usually like 600 some people in there. My camera isn't on, but it'll show a whole screen of people that are just working on homework, to do like that, to accomplish that like body doubling thing. The other day I got on there to do that, and I was kind of scrolling through. I wanted to make sure that my name was correct on there because a lot of times it'll put my last name on there and I don't want that. So I was scrolling through to find myself to take my last name off there. And I run across this woman who is taking part in her hobby on the screen. And
what was her hobby?
She was
okay. Was she petting a kitty?
She was doing more than that. I mean, she was completely fucking naked. And I was like, what the fuck? So what I figured out too is that a lot of people on there, they have that room set up so as soon as they open up their computer or their laptop, it starts. And they don't have a cover on like their camera or anything, and they don't pay attention to it. I have a cover on my camera, and I make sure that I don't turn on my camera. So I don't know if that was her situation, if it just turned on and she didn't realize that she had not turned off that camera or not turned off that chat room. Like, maybe she has like an OnlyFans or something, you know what I mean? And she was like trying to make some money. But this app also popped up because she had it checkmarked to automatically. But I was like, oh my God. So I was trying to figure out on there how to like alert somebody. Like,
she knew what she was doing,
you know. And there's like, I know I wasn't the only one that saw it. There was like 600 people in that room. And so I was like, oh no.
Do you think
she was really doing that on purpose?
Probably. People have different things.
I know, but I've never seen anybody doing anything like that on there.
I need to know immediately where you're going to do this. And does it cost money?
It does not cost money. It's free.
I need you to send me in the chat the website you're using for this. I need
Why?
To know
what are you gonna do?
More about this.
Do you need to be body doubled?
Maybe.
They do have one on there. They have one for pre-university students, so I'm assuming it's like high school students or something, which I, and then they have one for university students, and then they have one for professionals. So let me,
which one was she in?
She was in the university student one.
Oh my.
Which, I mean, they can be in, doesn't mean she was a university student. I mean, but it did. And the thing is that they usually have moderators in there too. So if something happens, like, they'll kick you out. And you can see, like, I went through and I could see that that website had their moderator in there. And I was like, hello. She finally did get kicked out, but
stay on.
She was going at it for a while.
Oh my God.
What?
This is weird. How have I never heard of this? This is a weird thing. I don't know how I like this.
There's a lot of people on TikTok that will do it. They'll just do like TikTok lives and they'll just sit there and study, but they're not, I always try to find this one girl because I actually follow her for that reason on there. And she's like never doing homework when I'm doing homework. So I had to find something different. So I found this, but it's just crazy that
this is a very weird thing. I will say Ellie and I spend a lot of time FaceTiming while she's doing homework or while I'm doing something else, but more times than not she's doing homework and we may not even be talking.
But it does, like, it helps me. Like, if you're sitting there doing your hobbies, not that hobby that that girl was doing, but your actual hobbies,
right,
either working on whatever, and just seeing you like actually doing something, it helps to keep me focused.
Well, working out this way does not help me.
No, and I tried to body double you this morning, and that's why, I think, because I was like, oh, here, you were complaining that I was not helping, so I
you
decided
weren't.
To help.
Mm-mm. Do you ever buy cotton candy grapes?
I have before.
I love
but
them.
But I don't know that I am, like, in love with them.
I don't like grapes, but I like cotton candy grapes because, you know, they don't taste like grapes.
Have you ever tried that stuff? It's like a little tablet, and you put it on your tongue. It has to completely dissolve on your tongue. You can't chew it up or anything. It takes a little bit of time, but then for, like, the next 20 to 30 minutes, it alters your taste buds, so you can try like a bunch of sour things and it will make them sweet.
No thank you. That sounds like a good way to get heartburn.
So when my brother and his family were here last time,
of
we tried
course,
it because
your brother
they were,
of course,
he has, you know, young kids. But I first did this a couple years ago. It was like, I think, a TikTok thing, and I had bought it off Amazon. And I still had some. Let me tell you the things that it changes, and it makes it so disgusting. So, dill pickles, I wanted to vomit because it made them sweet, and I don't sweet pickles.
No. I like butter pickles. Those are sweet, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
Pickles.
I don't like those.
I'm not a big fan of pickles in general, but unless.
Lemon juice. I got this last time. I got actual like lemons, and I cut it, and it tastes like lemonade. Makes them taste like lemonade.
This is weird. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I'll have to send it to you.
Am I in for a real sweet treat?
Yeah. See what I did if there? You eat like grapes though with it, or like strawberries, it just makes it taste like 100% sugar.
Sugar.
So it can even like, yeah, sour candies. I wanted to get some Warheads and try them with that, but my husband made me leave the grocery store. And then later he said, "Oh, you should have gotten Warheads." And I was like, "See, this is where I hurt you, because I wanted to get those. And now that everybody's here and we're doing this, you're saying we should have gotten them."
Yeah.
It's because I'm always right.
Dumbass. I'm taking the dog. And he won't
admit it. Exactly. Dumbass.
Jesus. What else? What else has happened this week?
My basement flooded again.
Holy fuck. I would just burn that house down and move.
I'm thinking about it.
So I know maybe the last episode or the one before that, I had just started this like 6 month thing. I'm just now starting to see some results, like health and fitness wise, and in my body. Like, it doesn't look different. I don't feel like it looks different. Maybe my face a little bit, and my neck.
You said your one butt cheek looked different.
Yeah, it looks excellent. My left butt cheek looks amazing. My right one's a little lazy. I feel like muscles in my core. Like, where did those come from? I mean, I'm still fat, but I'm like, oh, a muscle. Yeah. I have been eating. I love vegetables. Love them. I'm not a big fruit person. Even though I'm a fruit, I'm not a big fruit person. So I've been forcing myself to eat more fruit. And then drinking protein. Which I don't know why people say it tastes so terrible. Like, I don't think it tastes terrible. It's just kind of thick.
I don't like protein drinks either, or like,
they don't bother me.
I used to drink them when I lived in our home state, and where I worked at, I had a membership at the gym there, and it was cheaper, so I would stop by there, and I would usually drink something really quick, but yeah. I would have to like drink it really fast to.
Just an update on that, how awesome my life is going.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're starting to see those results.
I mean, it's costing enough, but I have a coworker that's doing something else, and she's spending like thousands of dollars a month.
Really?
I'm like, that's what sounds
is it?
Terrible.
Like, is it one of those like MLMs?
I think it's a cult.
An MLM? Yeah, maybe, that would make
because
sense.
Because she's just like, all week she could hardly eat any like solid food. And I'm like, this sounds terrible. Like, I love food. And like, my neighbor was telling me about a juice cleanse that she did a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, that sounds terrible. She's like, it was a 7-day juice cleanse, and I didn't make it past the fifth day. And I'm like,
diarrhea. It sounds like just straight like a hose out of your butthole. I mean, if you don't eat solids,
I don't know. It just sounds terrible.
Yeah, because so, you need like that mastication, like that you need to feel like you're chewing something. I guess you could chew some gum.
Eat dirt. Mastication. What was the other word I made up this week?
I don't know.
Constantly making shit up. My life is a mess.
Oh,
bird.
There's well, so I have a hummingbird feeder right outside my office window, and it's great because it's literally like 2 feet away from me, so I get like a really good, nice up close.
And where did that bird feeder come from?
It came from you.
Oh.
And now it's like hummingbird fight club outside my window.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, you guys don't even have this. Like, they burn through their energy through all of that sugar water. Like, they burn through it so fast. And it's like, how do you have energy to fight with these other hummingbirds?
I wish I was a fucking hummingbird. I mean, have you ever seen a fat hummingbird?
No, because they burn off their calories so fast.
I love how you had to think about it. Like, no.
But update though, my crow, I haven't seen him in forever. I threw some peanuts out there for him and he got them the one day and he loved them. He was so excited and I was like, yes, this is the beginning. We're going to like, he's going to bring all his friends. He's going to come back. Like, this is going to be awesome.
He probably choked on a nut. I mean, I know I've been there.
Well, the nuts that they were, we got them. I just realized what you fucking said. You're dirty. A dirty old man, honestly, at this point.
At this point. I mean, I'm almost 40.
So the nuts that we got for free is like this huge pack of them, but they're called, I think, Japanese nuts. Have you ever had those?
No. I don't
They're
think I
weird.
Have.
Look it up. Look them up.
No.
It's like.
I can only do that if you're shopping.
They're. The roles are flipped now. They are. They're like the peanuts out of the shell. But then they have this other coating on them. And I think sometimes they can be like spicy or something. I read about them, something like spicy, then sweet. Fuck if I know. But I tasted them and the outer shell that they put on there that's supposed to be spicy, I think, not a huge fan of it in general. So
place of origin is Mexico.
Of course. Well, is that what they're called, though? They're called Japanese nuts?
Japanese-style peanuts comes up
yeah,
on Wikipedia.
Japanese-style peanuts. That's what it is. And so I told my husband, I was like, oh, I'm actually glad that you grabbed these. I'll give them to the crow. You know, these will be perfect. Because they like to be able to, like, crack things open. And I was like, I think I'm going to break a tooth. Bird might break his beak, to be quite honest. But I saw him out there, and he was, like, holding that fucking thing and just, like, hitting it, trying
That's
to get that shell
off. That's
probably
what happened. He probably broke his beak and died.
And I don't think so.
You're all concerned about why he's not coming to see you anymore.
Well, here's the thing. He came back later. And I was like, oh, man, he's looking for more. So I was like, I should just walk outside the front door very slowly and throw some more out there. And I was still really far away from him. I mean, he was still, like, on the property across the road from us. And he saw me and he took off. And I was like, no, like, so I threw the peanuts out there anyways because I was like, no, look, like, turn around, turn your head.
And he didn't listen.
Turn around.
Stupid fucker. You should have been like, come back.
Yeah, I was like, watch me. I'm the one throwing these. Be my friend. I haven't seen him since. But I've noticed that the squirrel that I kind of saw sporadically, he has been stealing a lot of them. And he lives like up in this tree. I also noticed, I think he's been trying to get into one of my bird feeders. There was like chew marks on it.
That little bitch.
I know. And of course my husband's like, oh, we're going to have to shoot him. And I was like, no, I'll go get him like some corn and we'll put a thing on the tree for him. And he's like, they're very destructive. And I was like, you think birds aren't?
So are you.
Yeah, exactly.
Should
I'm
I
like,
shoot you?
I think we'll be okay. Thousands and millions of people in the world feed squirrels all the time. I think it'll be okay. So, also, no, don't fucking chew a squirrel. I mean, I could
shoot.
I want one as a pet one day, maybe. Don't kill it. Oh, goodness. So, yeah.
I would shoot him. So I am going to, before we start to like wrap shit up, wrap it before you tap it. I'm going to bring one thing from our normal scripted program.
What is that?
The shit helmet.
Oh man, I didn't even.
This is unscripted on the spot. Come on. I will let you think about it while I go on mine. I'm going to give my shit helmet to my boss because of her ridiculous actions last week.
Yeah.
Calm down. I heard about it. I wasn't listening to Kids Bop. Calm down. Now you can give it to your husband. I'm okay with
that. No, because he wanted to shoot a squirrel. Let's see, who really upset me this week at work?
Work.
Yeah.
I know. That slut that was like, "Does so and so know?" In the interview. 6 months.
Oh, yeah. So I had a job interview with my current company, but it was just for a different position. And, you know, when I got hired in, and this whole time, I've never kept it quiet that I wanted to move to a different department because it would fit my skills better and my education better. And so the company I work for is amazing, super helpful. Like the leaders, supervisors, whatever, they are awesome. Like they're always just like, yeah, what can I do to help you? Like we want you to stick around. We want people to move up in this company. So from the very beginning, they've always said you only have to be in this position for 6 months. Well, it was never said that if you jump from like one level to another, that it now changes to be whatever that new level is, because you know, like pay scales and all that shit. So I was like, literally the first thing in the interview, this lady, and she kind of was a little bit shitty about it, and she was definitely really worried about it for someone. I don't know why you should be, but I had gotten approval because it had been past my 6 month point. Honestly, by the time I interviewed, it was like 7 months or something. I had already been there in that position. Like it was over that. And so first question, she's like, so they ask you when you apply for the position, have you spoken with your current supervisor? I put yes. I spoke with the HR person multiple times. I spoke with my boss. My boss put in a good word for me. So there was never any issue, but this woman, she was just like, she was so like obsessed with it. And she was like, well, according to policy number da 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 da, you're supposed to be there for 9 months before you can move over. Mind you, the start date for that position, it's like a week away from me being 9 months. And I was like, what?
Puncher.
And so she was just like, she kept asking me, well, what did your supervisor say about it? Did you talk to him about it? How did I get this far if I didn't talk to him about it? What the fuck? And she was just like, she was so irritated because she was bringing that up. And I was just like,
she must hate her life.
Nobody ever said that to me. And my supervisor was very fine with it. And I've been perfectly open and honest with everybody, you know. And she was like, I'll just talk to him. And
I was like, you do that. You talk to
him. I was like, okay, I don't know. Like, okay. And so maybe that's where I went wrong on it. I don't fucking know. I thought it was all stupid anyways to even bring that up. Because first off, it's like, okay, well, don't even schedule an interview with me then if that's where you're going with this. Like, if that's what's going to stop you, just don't waste my time. Don't waste your time.
Bug up her fucking ass from the beginning. Stupid hoe.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too, if that's what was tripping her up, which made no sense. And so, of course, after the interview, she reaches out to my supervisor, like right away, he said. And so he was like, no, it's fine. And then he went and asked his two supervisors above him. And they were like, well, if she has the skills for it, we're not going to keep her from it. Also, the time frame between the 9 months and when it starts is so small. Like, we wouldn't do that. Just keep her just because. That would just be so shitty. And so I had also messaged him afterwards. I was like, hey, she was like really focused on this. Like, I thought every discussion we'd had was 6 months, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, she reached out to me. He's like, but it's fine, you know. But I started to get a little worried, though, just because I was like,
fucking let's bitch. Not.
Yeah, exactly. And she was so focused on, and I do feel like it, like getting her questions from her during the interview, like she was just kind of like rude and a little like shitty compared to like the other person. And I was just like, and then they asked me too, they were like, well, for the training period, do you have any vacation scheduled? And I was like, well, yeah, but I can cancel it if I have to. And they're like, yeah, you'll have to. And I was like, I don't know if you're anxious. I don't know what your problem is, but I legitimately, can you calm down? I mean, it was very like rude and just like, bam. And she, I was like, okay. And then she was just like, well, don't cancel it yet. Let us offer you the job first. And I was like, didn't say I was going to cancel it right now. I was just telling you that it could be canceled. Like, I hadn't bought any tickets to anywhere. I had literally just scheduled the time off. That was it.
Right.
So yeah, I guess she gets my shit helmet because she was just,
she deserves it.
I mean, the fact that I filled out that information in my application, and then I had gotten that far through HR, through everything. I mean, it's just, I don't want to say I think she had it out for me, but I think that maybe that's something that maybe I just got the asshole who's super strict on that stuff. I don't fucking know, but calm down. I didn't get this far in the process by not telling people and not being approved for it.
Right.
Like,
stupid hoe.
So chill your tits.
They get the shit helmets and they deserve it. I do, before we finish, I want to point out June 26th of 2022 is going to be our 1 year anniversary of recording podcasts. Can you believe that?
I can't, but I was actually hoping that you would say that, like, your state had moved their gay pride to that so that I could come. Because your state always has it when it's over my husband's birthday and I can't ever come.
I'll have to look and see when it is this year. I'm sure.
So you just really upset me. I mean, I know it's a good thing, but I was hoping for something else.
Maybe we should try and find a pride, although I have so much vacation in this year, like so much vacation in, it's ridiculous.
I've had to cancel some of my vacation days for later in the year, which I put in there as a placeholder anyways, just to do take days off that I need to take off here now.
Yeah.
So
but yeah,
we should June find a gay 26th, pride somewhere.
We need to celebrate that up big because that's 1 year, and that was our very first episode was our Pride Month episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that whole episode was on Pride. So
what are we going to do this time?
I don't know. I'm thinking we should reveal ourselves. Sexually. To each other.
I don't know if I can get behind the reveal.
Turn around. We'll have to think of something really good. A giveaway.
Of what? What do we have? We've made $2.
My body.
A guest. So I have, we're going to give away a guest.
Yeah. Free gift with purchase. Buy one guest, get one free. And you get my body. We need to think of something really good.
Okay.
I'll get on it.
Yeah.
Maybe something I made.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that we have any regular listener enough to to give away something, but never know.
Well, let's see, we can give it a good old college try.
Yeah.
While you were saying that, I was thinking of something else. Do you think on these like Sundays when you're working out like this, maybe we should go for like a walk together
and record it?
No, just with us, because it'll be like we're walking together and then we're exercising together. I mean, you can use your treadmill if you want, but no, I'll
just tell me when.
And you'll scream at me because of the wind, but
yeah, let's do it.
Maybe next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Okay. It's a date. So on that note, thank you for joining us. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And you just listened to I Didn't Masturbate at Work with Nacho and Ellie. Make sure you like and subscribe. If you feel like you just didn't get enough time with us, make sure you follow us on Instagram at I Didn't Nacho and I Didn't Ellie Thompson. Also, feel free to send us an email at I Didn't Masturbate at Work @gmail.com. Until next week, everyone, stay happy.